Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman today. The Larkspur Outlets is having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Sean and George Payton will meet the media today in 4 hours. The draft is in 1 week. Adding to that, the Washington Post is reporting the Broncos might be prepared to trade Pat Surtain and or Cortland Sutton to move up in the draft to get a quarterback. I don't know what Cortland Sutton's really going to do for you, but Surtain would probably do a lot. Post talked to an NFL GM who says Surtain was nearly traded ahead of the deadline with the Broncos. Reportedly reversed course when they won a few games. That game specifically was that win over the Chiefs, yet they were still under 500. The GM said about not making a deal for Surtain at the deadline, Sean probably regrets that considering Surtain is someone they could have gotten a haul for. Let's start right there. I agree. When you look at the Jalen Ramsey trade more than a few years ago when the Rams won the title, they gave up talking about the Rams' 3 first-round picks. Right. I am not suggesting that's what they would have gotten for Pat Surtain. But when you look at this year's market, L'Jarius Sneed is a top-5 cornerback, and the Chiefs got a 3rd-round pick. Clearly, they would have gotten a lot more at the trade deadline.
Agreed.
And I think that was their biggest mistake, that they know that they have to build the roster. They know that they need draft picks. They know that they're going to need a quarterback. They know their salary cap situation. If you can net a couple of first-round picks for Pat Surtain, man, you take it. I don't care how good he is and how much you like him. And I understand what the cornerback situation looks like. However, if you have 2 first-round picks and your own pick, and oh, by the way, I don't think Sean Payton felt for a minute he was going to keep Justin Simmons. Not because he didn't like Justin Simmons, it's because of the position that he plays. You could have drafted pretty good cornerbacks, maybe not at the level, and certainly not at the level of Pat Surtain.
Right.
But now you really have a chance to build your roster with a lot of picks or move up to get a quarterback.
Well, do you think then? Yeah. I still think that they're going to move down to get more picks this year. I mean, I really do. You're right. I will say this. I don't disagree. They could have gotten more at the trade deadline than they certainly can get now. I don't know if I had a sense at the trade deadline that the value for trades in the NFL would go that the way it has. But clearly, even under any other circumstances, the immediacy of trying to make your team better would lead one to believe that you're always going to have a better chance to get a nice haul at the deadline as opposed to in the offseason. Right? Because teams are trying to, in the moment, get better. They want to get better next week. So, yeah, I guess you could make the argument that it was an opportunity lost.
I'll put it to you this way, and I know I'm going off script a little bit here. I believe if the 49ers would have gotten Pat Surtain, they would have won the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes threw for 333 yards.
Yeah, sure did.
He would have locked down somebody.
Yeah, chances are.
He would have been on Hardman for sure. Maybe Rashee Rice. Somebody.
Yeah.
One of those guys would have been taken out of the game.
Mm.
What would that have cost the 49ers? It's not like the 49ers and Broncos haven't made swaps in the past.
Right.
Whether it is personnel, guys, players.
Right. Very good relationship.
Right. I think they would have given up a minimum first and a second round pick for Pat Surtain. Minimum. But the Broncos didn't want to give him up. And that's fine. But now I think they are paying the price for it. And if they wind up trading up for a quarterback, according to the Washington Post, is something they are considering, you would have gotten more value, I believe, out of Surtain at the deadline than you are throwing him into a trade to move up.
Because
there is far more risk in trading up than there was getting potentially a first and a second or a pair of firsts. It would have been the better percentage move.
Yeah, you can certainly make that argument. I think moving up to get a quarterback would probably have cost them Pat Surtain anyway.
I think what we're about to find out is, I think Sean Payton would be more than willing to trade up into the top four.
He's proven that.
If he really wants a guy. Mm-hmm. I don't think George and ownership want that. I think they want to trade back for picks. I think they've given up so much to get Russell Wilson, which they got burned on. Sean, jury is still out. Draft picks involved in that. I think they are tired of getting rid of picks. And then it's a big risk where it's a 50-50 on whether this quarterback is going to turn out. I think they want to be more conservative, and they want to play the long game, and they want to play the game that teams like the Chiefs and the 49ers and the Texans have played. Build the team first, then go get your quarterback. I think Sean is more of a gambler, but we're about to find out if they indeed move up and they have to give up a lot, who wears the pants in that family.
Warren Sharp put out something interesting today that made me, it just confirmed what I think I already knew. And it was a chart with data dating back to, I think, 2010, about the capital teams have had for the draft. Only the Miami Dolphins, by the slightest bit, have had less draft capital in the last 3 years than the Denver Broncos. Now, think about that.
How is that possible with all the trades they made?
Well, I don't know. But
no, that can't be right. They made a bunch of trades. How do you think they got Jaylen Waddle?
I'm talking about draft capital that they have available going into the draft. Now, think about that for the Broncos. If you buy into the data, think about that. Where have the Broncos finished in the last 3 years? You would think that their draft capital would have been phenomenal. I mean, unfortunately, right?
Yep.
I mean, they're picking early. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Somebody else picked their pick early.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that is, to me, is a very interesting take on where the Broncos are today. Now, we've talked about this ad nauseum. They made the deal for Russell Wilson. A lot of draft capital went off the boards, and none of us, and let's not be revisionist, had a problem with it at the time.
No.
It didn't age well. It didn't age well. The Broncos made the choice that they did to eat that contract. Okay, fine. But here we are now, and they are in no, you could make the argument they're in a worse place now than they were 2 years ago.
Yeah. As far as trading up, the magic number is 7, because if one of those guys is available at 7, then I think the Broncos make a very aggressive move to trade up, and they won't have to give up as much. The Giants are rumored to actually want to trade up to get a quarterback. The Commanders and the Patriots, there have been whispers they might be willing to trade out.
I get it on the Patriots, but the Commanders?
It doesn't make any sense.
Not to me, but, I just don't have all of that information, so.
But even so, if there are 4 quarterbacks taken with the first 4 picks, or it's not going to be 5 picks, because I don't know why the Chargers would move unless they got a sweet deal. Jim Harbaugh said it best. If 4 quarterbacks are taken with the first 4 picks in the draft, we get the best player in the draft, outside of, in theory, Caleb Williams.
Right. Meaning Marvin Harrison Jr.
Mm-hmm. Or an offensive line.
Chargers have a very good draft coming, by the way. I mean, just from a standpoint of capital that they're dealing with, picks, etc., Chargers should do damage in this draft.
Right.
So,
coming up after the break, if the Nuggets win the title again, I think most would agree it'd be a much tougher road this upcoming season. There is no doubt that Michael Malone agrees, and you're going to hear from him next.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. The Larkspur Outlets is having an auction today for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking to have a great time this weekend, highly recommend Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar. They have everything under one roof. What am I talking about? Well, they have 15 pool tables, unlike just one pool table. They have outstanding food. They have live music every Friday, Saturday. No cover. and the best happy hour you could possibly imagine. 3 until 7 every single day, and 2 for 1 on all wine, well, and drafts during that happy hour. You know of a place better than that? Because I don't. Greenfields, I've been going there for years. They are awesome at what they do. Go check them out in Lakewood. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
All right, fair to say it's going to be a tough road to win a title again for the Nuggets. I don't think many people would disagree with me, specifically Michael Malone.
I've said this for months now. The Western Conference playoffs are going to be insane. Forget seeding. The number in front of each team, throw that out the window. There's going to be 8 really talented teams, and there's a number of teams that I think, you know, wouldn't be surprised coming out of the West, because that's how deep and talented it is.
Yeah, I'd go 6 deep with conviction, and I'm not sure. I mean, I would still say to me the Nuggets are the favorites, but by probably certainly a much thinner line than they were last year.
Okay.
Right?
Just for fun.
Yes.
Let's look at the seedings as of right now, and let's see how deep they really are. By our predictions, let's predict all the way through.
All right.
No one's going to get injured from here on out, okay?
Okay.
Because injuries are going to play a role. It's going to be New Orleans or Sacramento against OKC. Who are you picking?
OKC.
Okay. Nuggets and the Lakers.
Nuggets.
Okay. Nuggets. I'm writing this down. Minnesota, the Suns.
Take the Suns.
Okay, so that's your first upset. Clippers against the Mavericks.
I don't think there's much to choose from in this one. I'll flip up. Yeah, I'll take Luka.
Okay.
Give me the Mavs.
Good. So now you've picked another upset.
Slight one.
Well,
I mean, yeah, according to seeds, you're right.
But now we have the 1, the 2, the 6, and the 5. Meaning the 3 and the 4 have been bounced.
Okay.
All right. Now, your next round is going to be Oklahoma City and the Mavs.
Boy, I'm going to give Oklahoma City the benefit of the doubt. They'll be at home. That's a pretty raucous. I'll say Oklahoma City.
Okay. Nuggets, Suns.
Ooh. Nuggets.
Okay.
So here we are, 1 and 2.
We have,
right?
1 and 2.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City and the Nuggets.
Nuggets, but in a damn tough series.
Okay. So really, it's the second round, because, I mean, there are going to be upsets.
Mm-hmm.
But a 5 and a 6 advancing, you could say those are some upsets.
I guess you could, right?
Right. And that talks about the depth.
And
in the NBA, generally, it's not like the NHL, where 1, 2, yeah, 6, and 5 is far from uncommon.
Right.
I mean, I think there was one year, if I'm not mistaken, a fifth, seventh, and an eighth seed made it to the second round.
Wow.
I can't remember which year it was.
That sounds familiar, though.
I see that, you know, Alex is feverishly looking it up.
He will have that information for us in just a moment.
But, I mean, that is outrageously unordinary to have a fifth, a seventh, and an eighth. That means the 1 and the 2 and the 4 got knocked out.
Mm-hmm. God.
But with that, I think that tells you about the depth.
It does.
Now, when you look at the Eastern Conference, I think it's probably going to go more chalk.
Probably. I would agree. Although, you know, I mean, how do we explain Boston and Miami last year?
Because Boston had a rookie head coach.
Yeah, I guess so, right? I mean, it's crazy, but...
But you got to put a lot of that on the players, too.
But don't you think it would be at least a pretty good surprise if Boston doesn't come out of the East?
I think it would be stunning, especially with Giannis's injury.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure the national media would love to see New York get there.
New York's intriguing, though.
They are.
They are intriguing.
A team that, let's be honest, we don't see very often.
No, but they
just
are
just like
intriguing.
They don't see the Nuggets very
You're
often.
You're absolutely
and
right.
And still don't after winning a title.
Hmm. Now, I would go with Boston. I think there's a reason I mean, you know, obviously Miami got their last year as an 8 out of the East. But there's a reason that these teams play 82 games. And if they're at 1, 2, 3,
okay, let me,
at the top of the...
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
Okay? What makes the West so much better? Their star power, meaning each team has a legitimate superstar. 1 through 6. So, starting at the top, you have SGA. Then you have Jokic. Mm-hmm. You have Anthony Edwards. You still have Kawhi Leonard, right?
Yep.
You still have Kawhi Leonard.
Sure.
And you have Paul George. You have Luka, and you have Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at your final four teams right now.
Okay.
If you had to pick right now, who would you rather have on your team, SGA or Jason Tatum, for this playoffs?
SGA.
I would take him all day.
SGA, yeah.
Jokic or Tatum?
Jokic.
Luka or Tatum?
Luka.
Kevin Durant or Tatum? Remember,
Durant's a killer. I mean, Tatum, the problem with Tatum is he's not a killer.
Right. So, of your final four,
good way of putting it,
your stars are in the West.
Yeah. You're right.
I'm guessing you would pick all four of those guys in the West over Jalen Brunson, too.
Oh, yes. And I like me some Jalen Brunson, don't get me wrong.
And that's what makes the West considerably better.
Mm.
And oh, by the way, you did not pick the Timberwolves. Would you take Anthony Edwards over Jason Tatum?
Yeah, I would. Mm. I think I would. Not as clearly there, though.
Oh, he's a better defensive player. So yeah. I'd take him just for that reason alone.
Yeah.
Because their offenses are at least comparable. And then
Boston defensively, though, I think Boston.
No. Defensively, they're excellent.
Yeah, Boston.
As a team, they're excellent defensively.
Boston, Denver, and there's one other team are the only three teams in the NBA that are top 10 in both offensive and defensive efficiency, which is always a great stat, whether it's in college through KenPom, offensive and defensive efficiency. But I hear you, man. That's a very interesting way of laying it out.
Well,
it really is.
Okay. I'm looking this up real quick.
Go.
And it's unfortunate we're talking about stats here.
Yeah, I hate. Yeah. Sorry about that.
So we've done the top four guys, maybe top five guys, who are the stars of their teams you'd rather have over Jason Tatum. Now let's see if we can go for six.
Ooh.
Who would you rather have in the playoffs this year? Both guys healthy, Jason Tatum or Kawhi Leonard? A guy who has won a title.
Probably Kawhi Leonard.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum hasn't proven enough.
He hasn't yet.
He's Joel Embiid. Great regular season player.
Hmm.
And SGA, can't say he's a playoff performer.
No, you can't.
Because he hasn't really been in that environment. But he's so stinking good.
Yeah, it's hard to... You can't...
And same with Anthony Edwards.
Yeah,
What has he proven?
Right.
But I think he's just that much... I think both guys are just that much better. Same with Luka. Just that much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's an intriguing thing to look at.
But as a team, Boston might be the best team in the NBA.
They could be.
And you know what? I would side towards them. As I told you, I had a long conversation with somebody in the Nuggets organization, and he said to me, the team that really scares me is Boston if we get that far.
I get it.
Because as a team, they're excellent offensively and defensively.
Did they?
Although Oklahoma City, offensively and defensively, I think they're both top five.
Yeah.
I think they are top five in offense and defense in the league.
Hmm.
Want to look that up, Alex?
Boston...
See if I'm making something up, which I probably am.
Did Boston finish 14 games better than the Knicks, who were second in the East, and the rest of the Eastern Conference because they're so much better, or the conference is maybe not quite as good? Or is it a combination thereof?
They had the opportunity to feast on the East.
especially the bottom five in the East. It's putrid.
I mean, here, this would be the same argument that you just made. Were the Bulls that much better than everybody else in the Eastern Conference with Jordan because there were only two real threats to them, which were Indiana and the Knicks,
yep.
Which in this case, it is this year, Milwaukee and the Knicks, and then it's everybody else. Because when the Bulls were on a run, the Western Conference was better. And it wasn't close.
Now Boston's number one in offensive rating, two in defensive rating, behind Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right. And where is Oklahoma City? Are they top five in both?
For offensive rating, Oklahoma City is third, and for defensive rating, they are fourth. Yeah. They are top five.
So there you go.
Yeah.
There aren't many teams that fit that bill.
Not even the world champs.
Well, the Nuggets are top 10, I think, in both.
It's not top five. And you have Boston, 1-2. You have Oklahoma City, 3-4.
Nuggets are eighth defensively, fifth offensively in rating.
So right. Top eight.
Coming up after the break, CBS Sports had an article titled College Coaches Facing the Most Pressure to Win This Season. They put Deion Sanders on the list. Really? Is he really under any pressure at all? Really? That's next.
But I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, the Larkspur Outlets is having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
Okay, my friend, CBS Sports had an interesting article called College Coaches Facing the Most Pressure to Win This Season. Deion Sanders was on that list, basically talking about how they started last season, how they finished last season, how Shedeur and Travis Hunter are coming back again. They are the faces of the revamp at Colorado. Both are going to leave after this upcoming season. And the key line is this. If Colorado misses a bowl for a second straight season, the Buffaloes will be starting from scratch in 2025 without proof of concept to sell. You buying that?
No. No, I don't think so. I mean, I like the whole concept to sell. I think that's a good term to use. No proof, really, basically.
If they win 5-6 games, what are they? Now they're only selling Deion Sanders.
Right. That's it.
They're not selling winning.
No.
And please don't tell me if they win 6 games is a 2-game improvement. Don't want to hear it.
No, but I
save it.
But I think if we're talking about the hot seat, what does a hot seat mean to me? A hot seat means you could lose your job.
Here's another way.
Deion Sanders isn't losing his job this year.
Show me a really good college football coach who in year two did not make a market improvement.
Yeah, I mean, there may be one, but I don't know. I can't recall it immediately.
And it would be an outlier.
Yeah.
And it would be an outlier. Here might be the outlier. Let me look it up. Hold on. Can I get some thinking music?
Wait a minute. Are we thinking?
Well, I'm not thinking. I'm looking. I can think of one example where there might not be a market improvement, but this team, and this team was as bad as Colorado. Here we go. Kansas State. First year that Bill Snyder took over. Remember, Sports Illustrated called Kansas State the worst team of the decade. He took over in 1989, started 1-10, then went to 5-6. That, to me, is a marked improvement.
Yep, no question.
Going from 4-8 to 6-6, and then throw into the recruiting classes, the transfer portal, Deion Sanders, everything that he says, there's a difference between 1-10, 5-6 than there is 4-8 and 6-6. No? Or my
No, way? I mean, yeah.
And by the way, in the third year for Bill Snyder is 7-4. He did take a dip in 92. They were 5-6.
And then
and you were there for all of it.
Oh yeah. And then from 93 on, it
my
was
point
game
is,
on.
My point is Bill Snyder came over from Iowa as an assistant to Hayden Fry and didn't come with all the bells and whistles that Deion Sanders comes with. So there is your example right there where they had to build. And they honestly, Bill Snyder built the same way that Deion Sanders is building.
Yeah, in a
JUCO
relative sense, right.
And yep. Transfer portal.
Yep. Certainly JUCOs. They did a lot of JUCO stuff early. Had to. I don't see Deion as being on a hot seat. I don't even think
I don't think
his seat is even warm, to be really honest. I mean, that to me is clickbait when you throw something like that out. You know, Billy Napier at Florida, Sam Pittman at Arkansas, those are guys I think that probably are feeling the heat.
Right.
You know, those types of guys, maybe. But no. Deion has time. Now, I will say this, just from the standpoint of the program continuing to progress, you know, 5-7 probably doesn't do that a whole lot this year.
Right.
I think you got to be better than that.
Yeah.
Certainly.
By the way, I'll give you an example of a guy who didn't take a huge leap. Was Nick Saban, first year at Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
First year 6-5-1, next year 6-6, next year 7-5, next year 6-6. And then when he went 9-2, then he got the job at LSU. But first season at Alabama, 2-6, next season 12-2.
Hmm. Yeah. He was pretty good. But yeah.
And yes, we're comparing him against the best.
Yeah. And sometimes it takes a little time to do it. And we don't live in a time right now where you have the time to do it.
Right.
So,
Yeah. Here, I'll give you an example. Bob Stoops, first year at Oklahoma, 7-5. Next year, 13-0.
Yeah, won the national championship.
Now, granted, it's Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to pick another? Let's pick another coach where would be more apples to apples. We're picking some of the best coaches of all time, and it's not fair, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
To put Deion Sanders in that category. Who would be a good comp? If there is such a thing.
Oh.
I think I might have one, but if it doesn't fit my argument, I'm not going to.
You won't use it?
Here we go. This is my comp. Mike Mangino.
Mark Mangino.
What did I say?
Not Mike, Mark.
Mark Mangino.
All right.
Came from the K-State program.
He did. He was at Oklahoma when he went to Kansas.
Okay.
Right.
First season, 2-10. The Jayhawks were awful for a long time.
Oh, my God.
But the next season, they were 6-7.
Yeah.
That's a marked improvement.
And then after that, they were in the Orange Bowl.
No, after that, they were 4-7, 7-5, 6-6, then 12-1.
Yeah, then. Okay. So it took they were pretty middling for a while until they got to that team that got to the Orange Bowl.
If Deion Sanders didn't talk so much, I don't think the expectations would be as high. Does that make sense?
Hmm.
Because he talks so much.
Well, and things that come out of his mouth is, I'm going to win. You know I'm going to win. And
none of those coaches we just talked about would ever say something like
that. And frankly, my thought is, Well, I really don't know if you're going to win. Right. You may win.
Right.
I mean, you know, I certainly, I would
hope you win.
Yeah. Want you to win.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that's indicated.
What would have to happen for the fan base to turn on Sanders?
Turn, like, be calling for his job turn?
No, be saying, you know what, maybe this wasn't the best move, despite despite the fact, all the excitement he brought to the school.
I think that I think 5-7, you probably would get people starting to question it a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially when you're about to lose Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter.
Listen, no one's going to debate whether he cannot bring in players.
Oh.
Notice I didn't say recruit. I said bring in players. By the way, they've lost 10 players now. Roughly 11, I think. Is it 10 or 11? Is it 10?
10.
So that's about 25, meaning 25 teams have roughly lost 10 players to the transfer portal. I don't think it's reason for alarm. Is it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
It happens.
It's the way that he chooses to do business, and there's going to be, it's going to giveth and it's going to take away.
Now, when we talk about all those coaches, whether it's Mangino or Saban or whoever else, I don't think any of those guys started with a Shador Sanders and a Travis Hunter.
No. I would say you're right on that one. I mean, Bob Stoops did it with Josh Heupel.
Right.
For goodness sake.
So he had a running start.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, he redid the entire roster. What do you expect?
Yeah.
However, you can make the case this roster is going to look very different as well. So when you talk about cohesion, what kind of cohesion are they going to have to really start the season? It's a bunch of guys who haven't played together, specifically an entire offensive line.
That is a challenge. There is no question about it, and that will be probably the biggest question that needs to be answered. How quickly do they come together?
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll talk about what the Nuggets were doing while watching the Lakers-Pelicans play-in game, and Chris Bryant is heading to a familiar place for him the last couple of years. That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Every time I hear Bruno Mars, and specifically a song like this, I think of the Broncos getting blown out in the Super Bowl.
Because he was the halftime entertainment?
He was. And it, to me, I know everybody loves Prince at the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl 48 halftime show with Bruno Mars, to me, is the best there ever was. It was incredible. And it was the only highlight of the Super Bowl if you are a Denver fan. If you made it that far to the halftime show.
If you hadn't checked out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I hear you.
When I was married at the time, as a family, we were watching the game because I had flown back from New York.
Mm-hmm.
When I do Radio Row, I never stay for the game.
Right.
But I'm there the entire week, and we were all watching in the basement. We were watching the first half. And by halftime, I was watching Bruno Mars by myself.
Well.
And everybody else was doing their thing.
It happens.
Because they had had enough.
That was a tough one. right from jump.
Worst Super Bowl of all time.
It had to have been.
Worst Broncos Super Bowl of all time?
Actually, 55-10 might have been worse. It's out there.
I think the Niners are still scoring. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver. 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, the Nuggets players watched the Lakers-Pelicans play-in game together at Nikola Jokic's house, while the coaching staff got together separately and watched the game while eating Blue Pan Pizza. So let me ask you this. Would you rather watch hoops with Jokic at his house or munch on some Blue Pan Pizza with Michael Malone and the rest of the coaching staff?
Well, Blue Pan Pizza's pretty solid. I will say that. I think I would have gone with the Jokic estate.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm a in-the-weeds guy. I like coaches. I like being around coaches. But I think it would have just... But I'm fascinated by the continued evolution of Nikola Jokic as a leader. The fact yesterday that he wouldn't even cop to being where everyone went. And then the Peyton Watson comes on afterwards and says, yeah, it was really cool to get an invitation to the two-time MVPs, and we went over there and busted it and had a great time. And I'm thinking, damn, man, Nikola Jokic is just a different kind of dude. And he is a totally 180-degree different kind of dude. But he just continues to figure out a leadership style that works for him and resonates with this team. I think it's cool.
I think it's a personality thing.
Yep.
And what do I mean by that? Do you want to go to a party where it's a party, or do you want to go someplace where you're going to learn something? And it's not to say I'm not going to learn anything from the players, but it's going to be more of a party, pouring drinks.
No question.
Things like, it's going to be a hell of a lot more fun. And for the coaching staff, it's going to be far more subdued.
Oh, yeah. Work's being done in that situation, right?
If you could have dinner with Malone or Jokic, who would you rather have dinner with?
Oh, normally Malone.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not a knock on Jokic.
Oh, no, not at all. I talk hoops and then pickleball.
Right.
With Michael Malone.
Less when he was alive. One of his closest friends was Mike Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go over to Mike's house all the time to watch games.
Oh, yeah. Just to be a sponge.
Right. And I used to say to him, can you talk to Mike and maybe I can...
can you get me an invite?
Can you get me... I'll even bring the sandwiches. I just want to sit and listen. Never did it for
Well,
me.
I mean, you know.
Still pissed at him.
Well, damn it.
All right, just in case you missed it, aside from being swept in Philadelphia this week, the Rockies received more bad news as Chris Bryant is heading to the 10-day IL with a lower back strain. Sean Bouchard has been recalled from AAA to take Bryant's spot on the roster. I mean, anything to say about Chris Bryant heading to the injured list?
That's going to get, let's see, he's played in, I think my math is right, 185 of a possible 300 and... It's not even half the number of games that he could have played for the Rockies. Now, granted, everybody deals with injuries, and some more than others. But as I said yesterday on TV, you know, stop me if you haven't heard this before, but, you know, Chris Bryant's going to miss games. That's what he's done. He misses games.
This should not be a concern. I have a strong feeling the Rockies can find someone to hit 149 with a home run. And if they can do that, they're not going to miss Chris Bryant. I mean, there are arguments he is the worst signing in Denver sports history. On its face, it is true. But when you add it all up with draft capital, salary cap hell, trying to get out of things and move players around, it's Russell Wilson, and it's not close.
There's actually at least some competition. Then you throw in the $51 million they sent along with Nolan Arenado to St. Louis, there are some things that make you go, huh, a little bit.
The thing with Chris Bryant is is that it's a terrible deal. They bid against themselves. No one came close to what Chris Bryant was offered by another team. But at the end of the day, even if they got Nolan Arenado, it wouldn't have mattered. Meaning somebody like Nolan, because they weren't going to win with one guy anyway.
No, of course not.
It was a terrible deal, but Russell Wilson is worse because there are far more legs to the animal than just the contract where it's a bad contract.
You're right.
All right, just in case you missed it, the Arizona Coyotes played their final game in the state of Arizona last night as they beat the Oilers 5-2 at Mullet Arena in Tempe. Mullet Arena. It only seats 4,600.
That's where it's an Arizona State camp. It's an Arizona State facility. It's not a city of Phoenix, state of Arizona, whatever you have, or obviously Coyotes facility. So, you know, they just could never figure out a place to play. Now they're going to Salt Lake City. How do you think that's playing in the locker room? Now we're going to go to Salt Lake City. We've been in Phoenix? We'll see.
They can go skiing as long as it's not in their contract where they can't go skiing.
It's been a good minor league hockey town. I will say that.
I'll say something else. It is a culture shock going from pretty much anywhere in the country to Salt Lake City.
Yes. Beautiful place, no question. All of those things are true, but it's different.
Yeah. All right, that was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, right now they have 15% off of all kosher wines. They have a wine tasting on Saturday. You can order online at argonautliquor.com. You can order off their app. Go check them out off of Colfax, the best liquor store in Denver, according to Westward, 5 years running. That's going to do it for us. Brett and Alex, great job as always. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make it the best possible day you can.
The last few months I've been working on me, baby.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.